Eric Carle is best known for writing and illustrating the classic children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar. His latest, Baby Bear, What Do You See?, is the fourth in a series about bears he's done in collaboration with Bill Martin Jr. It's published by Henry Holt, and I'm very pleased it has brought Eric Carle to my show today. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Not many children's books are as successful as The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Do you have any theories as to why some of them become classics, like Goodnight Moon, The Runaway Bunny, and yours?
Mm. Well, in the case of The Caterpillar, my publishers and my friends and my family, we've often wondered why it's so successful. And I think, ultimately, it is the idea of a tiny, little, ugly caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly and flying into the world.
Something every kid can
connect
to.
It's a book of hope, I think. We all want to grow up.
And it's been translated into 30 languages since 1969.
Yes.
22 million copies. Even President Bush cites it as one of his favorites to read to kids.
Yes, he's received some flack on that because he said he read it when he was a child. Of course, it came out when he was at Yale or Princeton. I forget. Yale, I think.
He reads it to the children's. I've heard you get hundreds of letters from children a week.
I get about 10,000 letters a year.
Wow.
Now it's more and more email, of course.
From kids. The kids are emailing you?
Yes, and teachers. Mm-hmm.
You have a very specific style of illustration using die cut and collage techniques. How did you wind up using that kind of approach?
I went to art school in Germany, and that's where I learned about collages.
And then Kurt Schwitters and...
Kurt Schwitters, yes. He's a good one. He's, I mean, the collage artist. But you know, children do it. Picasso does it. It's nothing new, and it's an easy process.
So is your work influenced by fine artists?
Oh, I'm sure, yes.
You show children how to copy your technique on your website. Do you think it's important to encourage kids to do art? Because we are there have been more and more cutbacks in arts education in recent years.
Well, that's sad, yes, that there have been cutbacks. And of course, I'm a strong believer in art in schools, any form of art, literature, theater, poetry.
Because you're in the business of opening up children's imaginations.
In the business.
And in the case of showing them how you do it, you're also introducing them to the idea of collage.
Yes, and kids are very happy when they accomplish it. It's really a simple technique.
Are you still doing it the old-fashioned way, or are you, now with computers you can do all these complicated digital things?
In theory, I could do it on the computer, yes, but I'm old-fashioned. I still do it by hand.
Many illustrators who work on paper are having trouble getting jobs now because of all the digital art. You have any advice to them?
No, I don't know.
Get out of the business is probably advice. Find something else to do become a photographer.
I used to work in advertising, and I know I wouldn't get a job anymore because of the computer.
Really? Because, well, it's so different from the old days.
Oh, it's so different. So different.
Now, did you start doing kids' books while you were working in advertising?
I was in advertising. I was an art director in pharmaceutical advertising, of all things. And Bill Martin saw one of my illustrations, which was a collage, and asked me to illustrate his Brown Bear book. And that was the first time that I had ever done a children's book or a picture book.
Did you have kids?
I had kids. I was an average father. I had an average interest in picture books. But this Brown Bear absolutely turned me on to books, and then I decided to write them and ask myself, what would I do if I were an author?
And you've written many, but you also have continued to collaborate with Bill Martin Jr. on the Bear books. He just passed away. This is the last book that he wrote?
He passed away a couple of years ago, and he left this manuscript for me. And at first I didn't want to do it. I thought, oh, another Bear book. And then more recently I looked at it, and it's such a fine manuscript that I did illustrate it.
It also has to be fun using collage to do these kinds of pictures. It features many North American animal species. was this book specifically written for children in America?
Yes, Bill is a very American. He's from Kansas or someplace, and I don't think he's traveled that much. And so most of my books get translated into other languages, so I don't know how the German or the Japanese publisher are going to handle that part about American animals.
How did working with Bill Martin affect your work?
Enormously. Bill and his work changed my life around and my professional life around. This would be a long story. He told me that he couldn't read until he was in his early 20s, and a teacher discovered that. I mean, he memorized, he knew some words and so forth, and he faked it. And a teacher then taught him to read through rhythm. And that is the success of his books, Brown Bear, what do you see? It's the heartbeat.
Well, numbers have been very important in a lot of these books. The Very Hungry Caterpillar has taught kids how to count from 1 to 5, and the days of the week.
Yes.
And I am assuming that the bear books are a way of introducing children to thinking about the environment as much as anything else.
Yes. And animals and colors. Of course, brown bear, what do you see? A red bird, a blue horse, and so forth.
But you've tended to focus on animals and insects as your subjects. Does this technique not work well for people?
Oh, I draw animals better than people, I would say. That's one reason. And the other reason is that my father took me for long walks, and we lifted rocks and peeled back the bark of trees and looked at little creatures. So I've always had an interest in little creatures.
Including crickets?
Crickets.
You featured Twinkling Lights in one and the sound of a cricket song.
Spiders. Fireflies.
Is this a way of engaging kids beyond the way we would have in the past?
Well, my answer to this is I think most creative people, whether they're musicians or writers or illustrators or artists, they primarily work for themselves. And I mean, the books I do are primarily to entertain me, to engage me.
Engage you.
Engage me.
But you have to be aware that you have an audience out there that's of a certain demographic.
I was just going to say, and then it does link up, it does resonate out there. That's very gratifying, of course.
Well, maybe if it hasn't really gotten you totally involved, then that will come across to the people who are looking at it. Commitment is a part of what makes something more exciting.
Yes.
And you say you try to bridge the gap between school and home.
Yes.
So these are the books that are read by kids right before they go to school or when they're just starting to learn to read?
Well, both. I was born in the United States and started school here. Then my parents, who were immigrants, went back when I was 6, and I started school in Germany then, two languages, two cultures, and so forth. And I often think it must have been traumatic, although I wasn't aware of it at the times. And I'm still dealing with that time.
My guest is Eric Carle, whose latest book, his latest collaboration with Bill Martin Jr., in fact, his last collaboration with Bill Martin Jr., is Baby Bear, What Do You See? And it is published by Holt. Now, you were born here. Where were you born in the United States?
I was born in Syracuse, New York.
And why did your parents decide to return to Germany in 1935? Hitler had already come to power.
1935. Well, grandmother came visiting, and my mother got homesick, and my father had a sister and a brother here, so out of 5 children, 3 lived here. So grandmother came visiting and cried and begged everybody to come back. My father did not want to go, his brother didn't go, and his sister didn't go, but my mother was very insistent, and so they went. They were kind of apolitical when they got back to Germany. They didn't feel all that comfortable.
Well, they found a Germany that was very different than the one that they had left.
Sure. And then, of course, it wasn't all that easy for them just to turn around. They didn't have that kind of money. But I remember they always spoke about America and how everything was better in America.
Well, what kind of education did you get? Obviously, you didn't adhere to the National Socialist view of what makes good art.
Well, that's a long story. That's all I knew. But my art teacher in high school, secretly showed me the work of the so-called degenerate artists, the abstracts and the expressionists, and that was quite a shock.
I see Paul Klee in your work.
I love Paul Klee.
You've said your parents were influential in your decision to become an artist.
Yes. In Syracuse, Miss Fricky, my first grade teacher, called in my mother and explained to her that her little Eric was talented and liked art, liked to draw pictures, and that my parents should encourage that, and they always have.
And then you've encouraged your kids. Aren't both of your kids artists?
Both of my children went to art school, yes.
Mm. Are they illustrators as well?
No. My daughter does jewelry, and my son is a woodworker.
Mm-hmm. You came back to the United States in 1952. You were in your early 20s?
I was 20, going on 23.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And why did you decide to come back? Well, you were a U.S. citizen because you've been born here.
I was a U.S. citizen by birth, and I always wanted to come back. My mother tells me that for the first few months back in Germany, I said, when are we going home? When are we going home? And I love Germany, so it's not that I hated it. But I think if I had been born in Siberia, I would have wanted to go back to Siberia. So there was never any question that I would come back.
How do you go about writing a kid's book? It looks pretty easy because you have very little text, simple words, whereas if you're writing for adults or even older kids, you got to really write an awful lot.
Yes.
But you have to hone it down to absolutely polished perfection?
Yes. I jokingly say if you write an adult book, you write 2.5 million words. And for a picture book especially, 25 words, 30 words. So each one has to be, as you say, polished.
And do you test them out on kids?
No. I'm the tester.
But you also have editors, I'm sure, who say, Eric, I'm not sure that this is the right approach.
Yeah, I have a marvelous, marvelous editor, Ann Benedous, who I've learned from Bill Martin and from Ann Benedous. And she's enormously important to my books.
Although I assume that everyone in your mind is going to be a monstrous bestseller.
Oh, I never think in those terms. I really don't.
Well, in the case of The Very Hungry Caterpillar, it's sold so well.
Yes.
You probably don't even have to do any more books.
That's right.
Well,
I'm 78 now, and I do think about retiring, yes.
But what would you do?
I don't know. Sit down, read, play solitaire, do nothing.
Would you ever want to make fine art?
I do that on my free time.
Because it's obviously there.
And yes,
the book includes something that looks very close to an abstract painting and the end papers.
The end paper of this book, of Baby Bear. Baby Bear is, I've just commissioned a rug maker to make a rug out of it. It's going to be woven in Tibet, of all places.
This book also includes a poster. Know that kids put up posters of your illustrations?
They do. Mm-hmm. We have many lithographs, large lithographs, and you probably know about the Eric Carle Museum of Picture Books. We sell beautiful lithographs. They're enlargements of my work. In Germany, before I came over, I was a poster artist for the U.S. Information Center. And at heart, I'm still a poster artist. So each picture, each cover, to me, is a small poster.
Because it has to be totally direct. And that's one of the things that's really good in dealing with kids.
Yes.
If your art is immediate.
It has to be. And the white background, the white background helps. And you put your subject there. It's a bear. And
fill up the page with it.
Yes.
Do you go through many drafts?
That all depends. Some books, you know, I start at page one and I just go to page 32 and it's very easy. With other books, I suffer. Some books I redo 3-4 times. Others, as I said, it was the easiest thing in the world.
Where do you get the source for the collages? Because it doesn't look like you're cutting them out of magazines.
I buy white tissue paper, and I paint on them all kinds of colors and textures, and that is my palette. I tear out and cut out pieces and paste it down with a wallpaper type of paste. I mix that, make it into a thin soup, and put a little Elmer's glue in it and mix it up. And
this is what comes out.
Put the glue in the back of the, and then turn it around, and just like tapestry wallpaper.
Is this your last book, do you think?
This, the Baby Bear, is my last book.
Mm-hmm. And now you are going to retire.
Yes.
Well, I wish you, I assume you have other things you do, fishing or something, to keep yourself busy. Do you have other children's books that you like that aren't by you? When you look at Goodnight Moon, do you understand why that has been such an enduring classic?
One of my favorites is Leo Leoni. It's a wonderful children's book artist who also came from commercial art. He did commercial art. He was the art director of Fortune magazine until he had grandchildren, and then turned out beautiful, beautiful books.
Eric Carle's latest, written by Bill Martin Jr., with a poster included, is Baby Bear, Baby Bear, What Do You See? It is published by Henry Holt. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.